I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Retired Pope Benedict XVI celebrated his 91st birthday yesterday. The Pope celebrated with his brother, Monsignor George Ratzinger, and had a, quote, peaceful and familial day. His birthday evening was filled with a visit and performance from the Swiss Guard Band. Pope Francis sent personal wishes to Benedict and also dedicated his early morning mass to the retired Pope. Pope Benedict XVI was elected in April of 2005 and stepped down on February 28, 2013. A Southwest Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing in Philadelphia. One person was killed in the incident, the first passenger killed in an accident involving a U.S. airline since 2009. One of the engines on the plane blew at around 30,000 feet, and shrapnel then hit the jet, damaging a window. There were 149 people on board the flight that had left from New York and was headed to Dallas. The National Transportation Safety Board has sent a team of investigators to look into what happened and will be taking the engine apart as well as examining its maintenance records as part of the investigation. The Supreme Court has ruled against a part of a federal law that makes it easier to deport immigrants who've been convicted of a crime. The court's 5-4 decision stated that the part of the law that defines what makes a crime violent is too vague to be enforced. The ruling does not affect the government's ability to deport people who have been convicted of clearly violent crimes, such as murder, rape, drug trafficking, and other serious offenses. It does affect a group of crimes that, while carrying a prison term of more than 1 year, don't easily fit into the list of, quote, aggravated felonies. The court's decision comes from the case of James DeMaya, originally from the Philippines, who came to the U.S. legally when he was 13 years old. DeMaya had pleaded no contest to 2 charges of burglary in California, and the government began the deportation process. An Australian nun has been arrested by Philippine authorities and is being detained for upcoming deportation. 71-year-old Sister Patricia Fox is being accused of engaging in illegal political activities. Immigration officials have stated Sister Fox is a, quote, undesirable alien because she has joined protest rallies and visited with political prisoners. They presented pictures of her at a jail visit with a banner that read Stop Killing Farmers as evidence. The prosecutor in charge of the case stated they found, quote, no probable cause for her arrest and ordered she be released. However, immigration officials maintained she be detained. Sister Fox has been working with rural communities for 27 years. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.